Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. House lawmakers have approved a stopgap funding bill to keep the government running through December 11th. The legislation must still be approved by the U.S. Senate and signed by President Trump to avert a shutdown in just 8 days. More from NPR's Susan Davis.
The legislation will keep the government funded through December 11th. It passed with overwhelming bipartisan support, but only after a partisan dust-up over farm and nutrition aid. The initial bill lacked more than $20 billion requested by the Trump administration for the Commodity Credit Corporation, which provides aid to American farmers. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi accused the president of using it as a political slush fund, but there was pushback from House Democrats in farm states who advocated for including the funds. That position ultimately prevailed. The bill also expands nutrition assistance for school children to continue to receive meals while learning remotely. Susan Davis, NPR News, Washington.
Democrats should not count on Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski to vote against President Trump's nominee to the U.S. Supreme Court. The Alaska senator has said she would not vote to confirm a justice so close to an election. Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin reports that Murkowski has a new position.
Murkowski says how she'll vote depends on who Trump picks.
I can't confirm whether or not I can confirm a nominee when I don't know who the nominee is.
Friday, Murkowski said she would not vote on a nominee. She cited the precedent set in 2016 when Republicans refused to consider President Obama's pick for Supreme Court in an election year. Murkowski says she still feels the Senate should not confirm a new justice before the election, but she says it's clear the confirmation is moving ahead, with or without her. For NPR News, I'm Liz Ruskin.
The COVID-19 pandemic and the economic costs were major topics at the virtual UN General Assembly meeting on Tuesday. In a pre-recorded video speech, President Trump again signed blame for the health crisis.
We must hold accountable the nation which unleashed this plague onto the world, China. In the earliest days of the virus, China locked down travel domestically while allowing flights to leave China and infect the world.
Trump calls it a shame that the United States has reached the grave milestone of 200,000 coronavirus deaths, but said the nation is doing well, and he says the stock market is up. President Trump's ban on racial sensitivity training for federal workers is being expanded to include contractors and grant recipients. Under an executive order he signed Tuesday, businesses could lose government contracts if their workplace training is found to include race or sex-based ideologies that the administration deems harmful. This is NPR News. Seattle will reduce its budget for police and use some of the savings for community programs. City Council members approved changes to the current budget last month, but the mayor vetoed them. Lawmakers voted to override that veto Tuesday, saying the city should not invest in a policing model that is broken. The proposals were introduced in wake of massive protests over police killings of George Floyd and other blacks. Air Force Two returned to the airport in Manchester, New Hampshire, Tuesday after striking a bird during takeoff. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, the vice president was on board.
A White House official confirms to NPR that upon takeoff from Manchester, Air Force Two struck a bird and, out of an abundance of caution, returned safely to the airport. Pence was in New Hampshire for a campaign rally. It's a state Trump lost in 2016, but that is on the campaign's target list this year. There's an echo of 2016 in this incident. 4 years ago, Pence's campaign plane skidded off the runway at LaGuardia Airport in New York. Like this time, no one was injured. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
Tropical storm Beta is dumping heavy rain on parts of eastern Texas and western Louisiana, causing flash flooding in some areas. The storm remains well inland in Texas, where it could bring 8 to 24 inches of rain by Wednesday afternoon. Beta came ashore near Port O'Connor, Texas, late Monday. U.S. futures are mixed in after-hours trading on Asian stock markets. Shares are higher. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.